Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello from California, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Our health tip for October is the newest superfruit, magnesium. It fights inflammation, it battles bacteria and fungus. Research shows it can send MRSA packing. Good source is bioinnovations.com. They sell the organic juice. And my reference source today was The Kitchen Table, editors FCNA Medical Publishing. Our cosmic weather. The Aquarius moon is in the depths of Scorpio energy. That's pretty dark, so don't let yourself get discouraged. There may be times of despair right now. For some people, it could be facing old wounds and new wounds and patterns that are necessary for your forward potential. And it doesn't feel like it right now, but there is forward potential behind it all. The sun is aligning with resolute Saturn, making us face what is keeping you stuck. So you can see with these two patterns that we have to let go of something to go forward. This aspect is your chance to stop struggling and start living. Mercury and Uranus is creating a tense opposition within ourselves, wanting answers right now. So you can see the whole scene here. So you may be going through something very difficult right now, and that's the signal to pray. Our topic today is activating our blessings, which are in our spirit. We are a spirit, we possess a soul, and we live in a body. Our spirit is perfect. If you're born again, your spirit has been made perfect. God looks at our spirit and communicates with our spirit. We need to access our spirit and feed it regularly, which is what we do on these shows. Ephesians 3 states that our blessings are spiritual blessings and in our spirit. So that's good enough reason to want to connect with your spirit. The last couple of shows, we talked about how to connect with our spirit. And any of these shows that might be helpful for you are in the archives and can be listened to at any time. Our focus today is issues that keep us from walking in our best. We cannot walk in victory and receive everything that God has for us when we constantly focus on our flaws and the flaws of others or our sins in ourselves and others. You'll get what you expect and what you believe. It is very important that we make an effort to discipline our thoughts and how we speak. Proverbs says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. Think about it. God spoke everything into existence and into placement, into its proper placement. Let there be light. In the ancient Hebrew, it said, light be, and there was light. We are created in the image and likeness of God. We frame our world with our words. Everything begins as a thought, and thoughts create our actions, such as how we speak over ourselves. Many times, we speak words that aren't good. You know, that means that we need to discipline ourselves. And many times it's referenced in the word, according to our faith, it is done unto us. And I'd like to reference the woman with the issue of blood. She kept saying within herself, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. For those of you who may not be aware of this story in the Bible, she was referencing the hem of Jesus' garment. She took a risk to even get to Jesus. It was forbidden to be in public with her issue of blood. Her faith and determination made her whole. Jesus felt the power go out of him. He questioned, who touched me? He also felt her faith. It's going to take faith, my friends, to achieve and determination not to let the obstacles and things in the natural deter you. Speak those things that be not as though they were. The Shunammite woman and the prophet, her son was dead. Yet her words said, all is well. Well, in the natural, all was not well. But she understood the power of her words, and she set her miracle into action. Again, life and death are in the power of the tongue. If you're down on yourself, this kind of thinking and speaking negativity over yourself or others, that's what you're creating. So we have to stop and think about what we are saying. That's where the discipline part comes in. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to get off.
Hello?
You. Yeah, I'd like to get off you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to use the angel tarot for you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your angels. Well, things are changing quickly for you. That's right in the present line. I have the Knight of Swords, which means a quick resolution to matters that you've been waiting for a long time. And the emotional turmoil and ups and downs and are in the passing influence line, meaning that's going away now. And, you know, and balanced, you're going to start balancing things. You have a lot to look forward to. You got the card that, you know, your ship's coming in, long-awaited dreams coming in, and it's coming soon. It's not giving me an exact timing, but it's quick. That's all we care about. And your last card is a Nine of Cups, which is the wish fulfillment card. So you are on your way. Just don't let anything in the present. Remember, think about this woman that I talked about, the Shunammite woman. Her son was dead, but she said all is well because she knew the power that was going to flow through the prophet and that she knew everything was going to be okay in spite of how bad it looked. That had to be hard. That had to be hard. And there, things have been hard for you, but they're changing now. Just have faith and walk in faith. And know that God is supernatural, and no matter what it looks like, nothing's impossible to him, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless.
God bless. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're
Hello.
On the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How do you recognize my voice, hey?
Yes.
Yeah.
An overview?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Well, you're another one that's been waiting for a while here, had a lot of emotional strain. But you're going to get things the way you want them, and things are definitely going to change in 2020. And it's going to start, you're going to start being able to see it at the close of this year, over the next 3 months. We've just walked out of a very prophetic revelation, spiritual time. In fact, it's the strongest one in God's calendar. And I held up everybody I knew. I did services that morning and that night. And I just believe that everybody I spoke, and you're one of them, that I spoke over, you're going to see a resolution now.
Okay.
All you need to do is have the faith. And just remember what the, you know, these Bible stories are to show us things that happen to people and how they handle it. The woman with the issue of blood was determined. She knew that for 18 years she had this problem, and she just was alienated from her family. I mean, it couldn't get any worse than it was.
Can I interrupt 1 second? Anthony was in the room.
Sure.
He was wonderful. He just walked away, and he thinks you're a farce. You know who we, everybody, you don't know what's going on. We just having a little private word right here. Yeah. Go ahead, finish.
Everybody thinks what?
I said, I don't know what anybody thinks. It's something that, you know, if I say Anthony, they don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying. They don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, but you do. Go ahead.
You want to speak blessing over him.
You
want to speak blessing over him. God commanded Aaron and Moses to speak blessing over the people so that he could write his name on their souls. And no matter how far astray your child may be in the depths of darkness, and right now the planets, the cosmic weather I gave them, it's at a low. It's at a low. It's at a dark period. But that's a signal for us to pray. That's why that knowledge helps. You speak blessing over him and prayer over him. I held him up. I held you up on the Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. I did services twice that day. You're
going to
see a change. You're going to see a change. Don't let this get you down. Remember, the Shumanite woman's son was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And she said all is well. Well, it wasn't well. But she knew the power of her words, and she knew the understanding of calling those things be not as though they were. And her son was rose from the dead.
Excuse me, I have to go outside real quick. He put his hands around me, choked me, tried to kill me today. Okay, that's it.
Let him go.
I'm going to let you go. Yeah, I am.
Okay,
I am.
God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's move on here. Okay. Let's move on here. Here we go. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm still waiting on that company, though. The human resources manager did respond to my email, and he said that the team has not made a decision yet, and it's been all week long that they have supposedly needed to make this decision. And so, again, this is another example of things being held up and dragging along.
Oh, I know. I know. The enemy is...
But...
As an expertise in that area.
At the same time,
let's speak
good
over ourselves. Let's claim it.
Well, I'm hoping, but the longer time the more time passes, the harder it is to believe that I'm gonna get that offer.
I understand that. Psalm 138, verse 8 says that we should turn our concerns over to him. So right now you and I are in agreement, and we're going to turn this concern over to him. And if he will accomplish, whether it's this one or equivalent or better. But it says that you're going to close this year a lot happier than you are right now. And in the present line, something very quickly is coming up concerning money.
Okay.
Very quickly, in a matter of days. Or
okay,
hours.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Don't lose faith. Remember that determination and faith is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And like the woman's son was dead in the natural, but she held on to the fact that something supernatural could happen for her. I mean, I have to commend that. You know, most of us would be falling apart. You know, that has to be some kind of, you know, in the natural. But just hang in there, okay? It's something really good's about to happen. And I held you up, too, also. I held up everybody that connected to me. You're welcome.
Excellent. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. You know, it is hard. Grief is hard. Hard times are hard, and the natural's hard, and I did a lot of prayer and asked, you know, I saw these dark planets, and I go, I really need something power-packed here, Lord, to hit what people may be going through. And walking in the Spirit requires faith. And you have, first of all, you got to believe that God exists and that he loves you. He loves you. He loves you. No matter what you've done, what maybe what you're doing right now, he loves you. He loves you. And he wants you to live heaven on earth. He wants you to live an abundant life here on earth. The enemy's going to come against that. Anything you pray for, he's going to come against. But you have to have that resolve and determination of the woman that had the issue of blood. She took a risk going out into public. But look what happened. So hang in there. Let's take another call. Hello?
Hi, how are
you
this afternoon?
Hi.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Good afternoon.
Anything you just might have to tell me would be wonderful.
Okay. The Ace of Cups is your first card, and that is a spiritual card. It's also good things are going to happen. You have the moon, which is you're being stressed emotionally, but it's going to be leaving. It's going to be leaving. You have a new beginning. You're a woman of vision, and, you know, sometimes when hard things come upon us, we can lose that vision. But you've got success, a new beginning, good things that are going to, there's a lot of hope for good things to happen. And you have to remember that those you have lost in this life, in your family and friends and being separated from, it's something that you have to face right now. Remember I talked about the cosmic weather, we're being forced to face things that are hard so that we can move forward. All of these people that have departed have great love for you, and there's blessings coming. There's heavenly blessings coming. You just hang in there and know that something good is about to happen, something very good.
Okay.
Something that money can't buy, and also financial prosperity.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Just receive
God bless
it today.
You.
Thank you. Receive
I receive it.
I love it. Love
I
you.
Receive it.
God bless you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
So anyway, I just wanted to see if you had anything you needed to tell me.
Okay.
I lost my mother a few months ago, and I'm back in where I'm from in Ohio helping my father. I'm just going through a lot, and I was contemplating on asking a really friend of mine, his mother just died also, for a loan. I hate to even ask, but he's like a little brother. I mean, we haven't spent a great deal of time together, but I don't know. I'm just led to ask him to help me out until some money comes through, and just wanted to get your opinion.
Okay, believe it or not, the struggle is going to end. And, you know, I looked at the planets, which I gave in the cosmic weather, and they've been that way off and on for the last few months, some of them. And then right before the most powerful, holiest day on God's calendar, which is the Atonement, things come at us, the weakest areas in our life. And you're dealing with a family curse.
Oh, wow.
That, yeah, goes back, you know, many moons, and a lot of stress. And but you know what? You're going to see your heart's desire. And your last card, most people just love this card, the Ace of Pentacles, that is money.
Oh, wow, I need
success
it.
Around money, and going to end for you this all this trouble. You have a very strong guardian angel around you. St. Michael the Archangel is around trying to protect you from what's coming at you. You know, you have a Bible calls them hate arrows, and it's where people resent one another and they send bad energy to you.
Yes, yes.
Well, you have that within your own, under your own roof, within your family.
Uh-huh.
And it's a generational curse. And I asked in prayer, I did services that morning and that night for that to be removed, and I have faith that it will. And it shows a change, and I'm going to say yes. There's money coming from somebody. I have a man and a woman.
Oh, really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. I have two sources, not just one.
That would be fantastic. Yeah, wow. That would be incredible. I'm
just
so tired. I have no energy. I have no energy right now. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, you've been siphoned. You know,
yeah.
when you have so much come at you, look how Jesus grieved in the Garden of Gethsemane.
I mean, he
actually sweat blood.
Wow.
He was in so much despair. And sometimes when your life, this is something, all this Saturn and Saturn energy is making us face things that have not been resolved. So this is finally going to be resolved, and you had to see it all.
Mm-hmm.
But the end result is you're going to be a happy person.
I hope so.
And you're
going to
have financial security. That Ace of Pentacles is a lot of money.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I have not been happy in a long time, so I'm looking forward to that. That will be a great, great blessing.
Have faith in it. Well, you know, we're good at praying and we're good at giving and we're good at all these
things,
but some of us are rotten at receiving. And I've been guilty of that. I can confess that. I'm a preacher and I've been guilty of that. So receive. You got to receive it. And sometimes the outward, I call it the horizontal view, what's right in front of you.
Uh-huh.
When we should be in the vertical view, looking up to Jesus and knowing that he's going to break this for us.
And giving thanks for it before we receive it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Gratitude is immense. It begins a prosperity blessing.
Yes. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. All right. So, again, you know, the biggest thing today I talked about was what we think about creates our actions and what we, you know, there's a mystery that sometimes we can't seem to figure everything out. But if you see yourself yoked to Jesus, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, Matthew 11:29. This means we're attached to him. And when you're yoked to Jesus, he will bring forward God's will and God's purpose. And God's promises are all yes. And we just have to get past the illusion of the horizontal view, what's right in front of us. And we can be tried to the backs on that. And at this time of year, right before the atonement, the devil takes your weakest area and he strikes hard because he doesn't want you to believe. He doesn't want you to feel like you can recover, you know, and discover the mystery of God's love and apply that to your life and believe that his promises are always true. People may let you down, but he'll never let you down. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Lady, it's Vicki. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
If you could do a general.
Okay. Remember what I said about the planets that have been affecting us, especially Saturn? Saturn's going, okay, you haven't learned this, or you're not strong enough in that, or, you know, you need to see this. So you are looking over all your past relationships. This is what's affecting you right now. And the money issue, I think, is going to be okay. You're going to, you know, you've taken steps to resolve that. So now you're working on personal, intimate relationship issues. And you're going to balance that. And you're being faced with all your fears concerning it. And actually, I show you getting married next year. I don't think I've ever seen
Lord.
That for you.
No,
I know,
you
that's why
not.
I'm laughing.
Oh,
I knew
Lord.
How you were going to respond. That's why I'm laughing. You've been so disappointed, but I don't show. I really think that you are going to meet that right person.
Okay.
And your
issues I haven't met
start,
him yet.
Okay. You know, our relationship issues started in childhood.
Mm-hmm.
How we relate to our father and our mother. And a lot of times how we think about our fathers, how we think about God or the men that come into our life, and vice versa with men, it's the mother and the women that come into their lives. So you need to know that you're going to balance that. And that seems to be on the agenda. And I know you have no thoughts about that, but
mm-mm.
It's in your cards today.
And it's somebody I don't know.
Let me see. Trust me, I take the morning before these shows. I don't take calls, and I pray, and I get ready for this because I want to give
I know.
Right information. Okay. It's saying that you might know this person, but it's not to that point. It's not to that. There's some negative stuff to go through, but
yeah.
It's in the passing influence line. But you're going to know by, I'm going to say December or January, you're going to
okay.
know, and you're going to, you know, you're going to realize this because basically you're very intuitive, and this is going to be such a healthy relationship. It's just so healthy.
Oh, you must be somebody I don't know.
You're not used to that. Well, you don't know them in that on this level. That's what the cards
okay.
are telling me. You don't know them on this level. But when you recognize it, you're going to know.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate that. And Daisy, I just want to say to all the people out there that are really discouraged, and it's getting, you know, fall is here, and then Christmas and Thanksgiving are coming, and I just, you know, want to encourage people to really stay positive no matter what they see. I am a testimony, and I've been at my lowest where I didn't have money to eat and go to work, but I still got there. And I've been very low in my life and within the past 5 years. So I want to tell people God can turn things around. He can do things that you never even could imagine. So just please stay positive. It is the season seems to make people more depressed, especially fall and winter, but just stay positive. I just feel the need to tell people that. I don't know why. No matter what you
I
see,
thank you for that testimony.
Positive.
I thank
you, know,
you for that testimony.
And, you know, you heard,
and
you
the Spirit
the
of the Lord pressed upon you to do it. And
yeah.
It really, the Spirit of the Lord pressed upon you to do it. And, you know, we had
yeah.
all these dark planets lately. And and Saturn's particularly pushing is, okay, this pattern isn't working anymore. You've got to change it. And it's going to keep throwing stuff at you till you do. And
yeah.
we just need. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. And
yeah.
I trust God to give us heaven on earth. And he will
yeah.
do it. And he promises it.
Yeah.
Thank you for that testimony.
And if you're in a negative situation, just remove yourself. It is like, it's
yeah.
almost like removing handcuffs. I cannot put my finger on it. You know, somebody said their mom passed a few months ago. Mine passed a year and a half ago. And, you know, she was a negative person, but I loved her. But when she passed away, my life just seemed to get a little bit better because I freed myself. So if that touches anyone, I'm just a messenger. But I don't know, Dave, I just felt me. You're right. It was just pressed upon me. So
thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, it's always good when somebody shares their... Jesus said that he wants us to be his witnesses. So we share our experiences, And, you know, maybe somebody's going through exactly what she was going through, and or something similar, and it can happen. You know, we all have a destiny. And Jeremiah 1:5 says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you and he destined you. And you don't go unnoticed. You know, you may with people, you may in the natural, but God sees to it that you don't go unnoticed with him. And Jesus, we're the apple of his eye. You know, Zechariah 2:8, Psalm 17:8 says, we are God's greatest desire. That's why he speaks to us in dreams, in the word, in our spirit. And we have a destiny, and we're chosen by God. And we don't go unnoticed by Jesus. He sees you, he recognizes you, and he calls you his own. And he calls us beloved. We are loved by God. When things are bad, just remember God loves you. God loves you. Reject all feelings of negativity or insignificance or of unimportance. You're the apple of God's eye. Just remember that. Father God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak words over your people of blessing, and that you will make your face shine upon us and bless us. And all we need to do is receive it. And we praise you in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father, let our life, take our life and do something with it. Let us be a witness to you. And we thank you that we will be raised up into understanding the things of God. And we thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your kingdom. And we ask that you bless each and every person that's struggling right now and help them through their hard times and touch their lives with your love in Jesus' name. I will be in touch with everybody when we do the next show. And my desire for you is to be as spiritually sound as possible in Jesus' name. Have a good one. I'll see you next time. Bye.